Patrick Anderson has been on this program many times, and he's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone lines. Patrick, how are you?
I'm fine, Tony. How are you today?
A new study shows the benefits of regional transmission cost sharing. This is an Anderson Economic Group report that illustrates the value of these approved cost allocations. Talk about this report.
Michigan, as everybody knows, is very dependent on having electrical power for our manufacturing right here in Lansing. In particular, we know how important that is with two GM assembly plants. And our grid, the system of transmission facilities and generations and other things that get us that power, is very rickety. And we saw that in 2003 with a big blackout. Apparently Detroit, although I won't say it was the fault of the entire grid, also suffered a blackout last week or a brownout for a while. This is something that requires that we invest in order to improve the grid for reliability and for other purposes. Now, Michigan also pays some of the highest electrical bills in the entire Midwest. In fact, our electrical rates are about 20% higher than other Midwestern states. And improving the grid would mean we'd be able to buy power from other states and bring it over here for an amount that's a fraction of the cost differential that we're now paying.
Why are we paying such a high cost for this? What should have been done?
There's a variety of historical and other reasons about why we end up paying so much more. It's about two cents a kilowatt hour more. We often pay 10 cents a kilowatt hour, and people in other states, we might pay 7 or 8. We really don't go into all of those. And part of it has to do with how we regulated power in the past. At one time, power generation was a regulated monopoly, so the government approved the prices and the construction projects, and you don't get a lot of efficiencies with government monopolies. Now there's this hodgepodge of government regulation and free market activity, and for a variety of historical reasons, Michigan actually imports power. Most of the power we generate here, but we need to import a significant amount of our power, and we can't really import that much because of our grid being so rickety. So a bunch of the Midwestern states, and that would include generators as well as transmission facilities, have banded together saying, let's build regional projects that lets all of us buy and sell power across state lines, and that will bring cheaper power to people and allow folks that have surplus power to sell it to others.
Who paid for this study, Michigan Unplugged?
This particular study is all our Anderson Economic Group studies. We say right on the front who commissioned. In this case, it was commissioned by ITC Holdings. ITC is a company that owns the transmission facilities here in Michigan. I suppose not all of them, but a good chunk of them. They are separate from the utilities, so one good thing we have here in Michigan now is generally those high power lines that transmit power across states, not the local lines that go to your house, are owned by a company that's separate from the firms that own the generators. So we do have the ability to have competition to some degree, because the people who transmit it aren't captive to the people who generate the power.